Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the temperatures won't be cold today, but the wind and the rain are going to be the story. Let's get the latest from the AccuWeather forecast. And here's Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the rain is certainly going to be the big story, at least for a time today. And then the wind kind of takes over as well. We're going to be looking at steady to heavy rain returning back into the city again. We're in a little bit of a break in the action right now with one band of rain across eastern Long Island, another band of wider band of rain stretching from central New Jersey on into central Pennsylvania. The rain will become heavy at times this afternoon. That could certainly lead to flooding and low-lying and poor drainage areas especially. And wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour, even higher on eastern Long Island, can lead to power outages, especially a little later on this afternoon. There could be a thunderstorm as well. And then things start to wind down this evening, but it turns windy and sharply colder later tonight.
They are bracing for some of the roughest wind and rain just east of the city, as we were hearing, especially out on Long Island. Our Sophia Hall with that story.
Visions of December 2022 are flashing into town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin's head as today could be similar, with flooded streets, flooded basements, and cars getting stuck when roadways turn into rivers.
You know, take those decorations down, especially those blow-up ones. The winds are going to take those away this afternoon, and your decorations are suddenly going to become your neighbor's decorations.
He says if your basement tends to flood, remove items of importance, including holiday gifts.
If there's a buildup of water, drive somewhere else. Don't think your vehicle is going to go through it.
He says along with flooded streets, trees could come toppling down. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
A massive fentanyl bust has just been made in the Bronx.
Apartment 1A is taped off and blocked by a large chemical storage drum. This is where federal agents seized more than 26 pounds of fentanyl with a street value of $500,000. It was quite a scene for Eve coming home.
The place was blocked off. I couldn't even get back in the building.
DEA agents and officers on the task force raided the apartment after an undercover buy. Officials say two men were arrested and two agents were treated for possible exposure. Nearby are two daycare centers that were also evacuated.
Who's thinking that they're not going to come back home and find their children? It's terrible.
No one living or working in the building were injured. Darius Razzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
The city's mental health crisis is once again in the spotlight following the acquittal of Daniel Penny in the Jordan Neely chokehold case. Queens City Councilwoman Tiffany Caban tells 1010 Winds that the system needs to be fixed.
The workers that engage with Jordan Neely would probably be the first to tell you that they don't have enough resources and they aren't operating in a system or within a context that works best for them.
Caban wrote on X that Neely deserved better and should not have been denied stable housing and health care. She added that Neely had been dehumanized as a result and compared his death to a lynching. And police are asking for help today, finding the person involved in an anti-Semitic incident in Upper Manhattan. The NYPD says a suspect got into a verbal dispute with a 22-year-old man in front of a building on Claremont Avenue in Morningside Heights, who was holding an Israeli flag. The suspect then made anti-Semitic remarks and snatched the victim's flag. When the 22-year-old tried to retrieve the flag, the suspect punched him in the face and fled the location on foot. The man thankfully was not injured. Police are investigating the incident as a hate crime. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The defense attorney representing suspected UnitedHealthcare CEO shooter Luigi Mangione says he's seen no evidence linking his client to the murder of Brian Thompson. Thomas Dickey tells Good Morning America that the gun found on Mangione has not been linked to the crime.
A lot of guns look the same. I mean, if you brought a gun in and say, well, it looks like that, I don't even know if that evidence would be admissible. And if so, I would argue that it wouldn't be given much weight. That's why they do ballistic tests.
Mangione is being held in Pennsylvania without bail, despite the objections from his lawyers. He's also challenging his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. Governor Hochul has said she will sign a warrant for Mangione's extradition to New York. Meanwhile, NYPD officials are warning corporate executives to be vigilant after the killing, fearing there could be copycats out there. Posters also appeared outside the stock exchange praising Thompson's murder yesterday. Catherine Wilds with the Partnership for New York City says there's a lot of resentment against corporate America.
You look at social media, at the posters on the street, and you have to say, this is not a one-person problem. This is a societal issue that we better figure out how to deal with.
Viral posts online have listed the names and salaries of several health insurance executives. Uber and Lyft drivers are holding a rally outside the Taxi and Limousine Commission's building in Long Island City today. Drivers have been accusing the rideshare companies of locking them out of the apps to avoid paying them. They'll be calling on the TLC to increase pay and ban the lockouts. Anwar Malik with the Independent Drivers Guild organized the rally.
If they would have paused drivers from coming on to Uber and Lyft, that would have helped all the drivers in the industry. And these lockouts prove it, because had there been just enough drivers, there would be no lockouts.
We have reached out to Uber and Lyft for comment, but have not heard back yet. SantaCon is coming to town this weekend, and with it, the traditional booze ban on mass transit. Alcohol will be prohibited on Metro North and Long Island Railroad trains and platforms from midnight Saturday through noon on Sunday. Same goes for New Jersey Transit this weekend and next Saturday for Hoboken's SantaCon bar crawl. Extra cops will also be on hand at Penn Station and Grand Central Saturday. Anyone caught with alcohol will receive a summons and have the drinks taken away.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.